I think we can all agree that a definition is pretty vital for understanding. Without a definition, how would you know the role or purpose of something? Without a definition, how could a problem that's hurting and endangering the well-being of others be addressed and resolved? Now, when the word anti-Semitism is said, I do believe that rational minds will come to the same definition and use that definition as a means to respond to the dangers that it creates while educating people with it. Yet the New Jersey legislature, well, they don't see the same path. See, over a year now, legislation which would define what anti-Semitism is has been pretty much languishing in committees, making very little progress through the legislative process. My first guest today is with us to express his, as you would assume, frustrations over this and tell why this legislation is so important in the battle against anti-Semitism here in New Jersey. He is the CEO of the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey, Jason Shamus. How are you today, Jason?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here and see if I can help.
Well,
move this item forward. Yeah.
Thank you for your devotion, dedication to this very important cause, too. Website for the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey is jfnnj.org, and we do have that at our homepage as well. So for someone listening right now who might not have been aware of what's been going on with this legislation, S-1292 in the Senate and A-3558 in the State Assembly, you would think, okay, we want to define definition. Sounds like a good idea. We have an understanding and a basis with the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's language, and sounds like one of the quickest, easiest things that the legislative body could do in Trenton. So what's the problem, Jason?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think the problem is that people consistently treat hatred of Jews differently than they treat other forms of hatred. And I think, quite frankly, that those who wish to harass, intimidate against Jews are looking for arguments to stall this. And I think that what you have is an entire movement being backed by organizations like CARE and AMP to fight this, because it would take away the main strategy that anti-Semites and Jew haters and Israel haters have against harassing us on the streets and elsewhere. So it's really kind of that simple. It's a matter of them putting on the full court press and the pressure and our elected officials sadly capitulating to it.
I know that one of the objections has been that this would stifle free speech, but if you look at the and it's as far as bills in the State House go, this is one of the more concise ones I think we've ever seen in at least quite some time, that the definition of anti-Semitism does not include speaking out against the nation or the actions of the nation of Israel. Anti-Semitism is defined as expressed hatred and threats and violence toward Jewish people. There's a big difference here.
It is beyond crystal clear that this argument that the other side is putting forth is such nonsense. It's like mind-boggling almost. Look, anybody, even with this law, can stand up on any street corner on a soapbox and criticize Israel as long as it's legitimate. They can criticize even Jews. But what you can't do is clearly target people for being Jewish. But the free speech argument here fails miserably. That's why 37 other states and over 20-something countries have passed it. I believe that what's going on here is simply a very organized effort by the pro-Palestinian community to undermine any protections for Jews in the state.
I'm glad you mentioned the fact there's 37 other states that have almost identical laws in place. So this is not some New Jersey trying to set some radical precedent or anything. This is really following the lead of many other states. Two-thirds of the country, basically.
Well, that's the beauty of having something that's standardized as a definition, right? But I think if you look at how other states are organized and those that have passed it, part of it is their governors have done executive orders just to get it done. And the other part is that there haven't been such strong organized forces against us. And quite frankly, the two groups that I mentioned earlier are extremely sophisticated now in their operations and in their strategies, and they have organized in a way that is making it very difficult to get this passed. Now, ultimately, my frustration lies with the elected officials. If you have a bill that's actually been sponsored by 50 members of the assembly, and that's an overwhelming majority of the assembly, then it shouldn't constantly be getting stalled. So there's something else going on there that we have to figure out. I don't know if there's financial, you know, support that's being given to these elected officials and whatnot. I'm not suggesting there is. I'm just saying I don't know. But this is far more complicated than it needs to be, and for no reason.
Talking with Jason Shaman, who is the CEO of the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey, jfnnj.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's important to note, too, Jason, this bill has bipartisan support. This is not just one political party putting their name behind this.
That's correct. You know, I mentioned that there's 50-plus sponsors of this bill. Well, the truth is that New Jersey is two-thirds of our assembly is Democrat, you know, so the other third are Republican. So clearly this is something that is being supported by both sides. Even the committee chair, Shavonda Sumter, is a sponsor of it, and yet she was the one on Monday. It was her committee that went from putting it up for a vote to making it discussion only, which is, I think, what finally broke the straw on the camel's back, as they say, for the Jewish community. And that's enough is enough already.
You were in Trenton this past week. As I said, one step forward, three steps back, I guess we could say. But just give a summary of what you observed. And do you think words from someone like yourself and the people who you brought into the committee hearings are being heard, or you're just being patted on the head with the hopes that you'll just go away?
Look, I would say up until Monday, I think our voices had been heard. The fact that we were told this was going to come up for a vote meant that our voice had been heard. So when we walked in there on Monday morning and 5 minutes before the committee session was going to start, we were told it was going to be a discussion. At that point, I realized that I was being played into a political charade, which I really don't want any part of anymore. Honestly, everyone knows what the statistics are on anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is far, far and away more prevalent. It is far, far and away a higher percentage of overall hate crimes against faith organizations than any other faith. You don't have to, honestly, you don't even have to read the newspaper or watch TV to understand the numbers and the volume that we're facing versus everyone else. So I didn't feel the need to stand up there again and then have 30 members of the Jewish community say similar things about the rise and the threats and the harassment. So I made the call that, look, we're not doing this anymore. We're done. We want the vote. We want the law. We're taxpayers, and we're going to walk out. I don't have to be there to amuse anyone, including myself. It wasn't a theatrical moment for me. It was actually a very sad and frustrating moment for me when I realized that we're not doing the right thing here in the state of New Jersey, and I just didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want to be a pawn in that game.
I'm wondering, too, do you think that they're trying to set things up so that you would blow up at the witness table? You would stand in front of the state house and have an angry press conference so they could say, look how irrational those people are. How can we deal with something like that? When they cool down and they can come back and we could talk, is that something you think is part of the playbook?
No, I don't believe that. Look, we believe in good governance. We believe in democracy. We believe that there's a place for us in the state of New Jersey. We play by the rules. That's not like in our thought process here. We were so assured that it was going to be up for a vote that never even crossed my mind. So I think, like I said, I go back to why do I think it changed? I think you have a lot of people on the other side who are looking at this legislation and knowing that it's going to checkmate them a little bit in terms of their harassment. Look, I'm going to call it out again. You don't see Jewish people going to Patterson and hocking Palestinians on the street, not on October 8th and not since. But we have that going on in places like Teaneck. We have that going on in places like Englewood. We have that going on in other parts of the state, in West Orange and elsewhere. There's a double standard here, and I'm just calling it. I'm like, done. I'm calling it.
Totally playing devil's advocate here, trying to think of some rational reason why there's some objections or pushback against this legislation. Do you think part of it could actually lie in the immigration policies that we're seeing today with the Trump administration and the Muslim community fearful that, well, there's going to be another tool in New Jersey that Alina Haba can put to use against the Muslim community? Do you think that is a justifiable fear on their part, even?
Look, I don't think that's playing into this on the domestic level. I think that it's just been a very sophisticated, sometimes even grassroots effort with sophistication as well, to try and kill this, period. I think, though, that the other things you're talking about are playing into the anxiety within greater society, and it is in the back of our minds. But I'm going to give everyone here the benefit of the doubt on this one and say that the intentions here to pass this that we've been told are being stalled because of total advocacy efforts by the opposition and who knows what else in terms of support.
So moving forward, what are your, at least at this point in time, realistic expectations, or how do you respond to what's been unfolding in these last couple of weeks with the legislation?
So I think the first step for me is to understand exactly where the breakdown was, and that's going to take a lot of time because I want to make sure that our efforts are efficient and effective and that our strategies are on target. And I've said this to elected officials who have asked me about it. Like, if we have to bring thousands and thousands of people down to Trenton for a show of force, if that's what they're looking for, if that's what they're responding to, then we'll do it. I just want to make sure I understand exactly where the breakdowns are before we roll into action. But believe me, behind the scenes, we're looking at a lot of different things that still remain in our toolkit for handling this. And we do remain somewhat confident despite the obstructions and the frustrations and the delays that this will go through, because it's sort of, at the end of the day, it's a no-brainer. Any other group that would ask for this would get it. And the Jewish community has not objected to the Islamophobia bill because we're against all forms of hate. But you might see us now talking a little bit more about the actual numbers of incidents and who's really being the target and who's being the perpetuators of this stuff. Because there are differences, and it's clear who's really being targeted and by whom.
And proof of that is in the latest Anti-Defamation League report on anti-Semitism in New Jersey, ranking third among the states in the nation behind California and New York for anti-Semitism acts, with a huge increase happening on college campuses. So for you listening, knowledge and facts and truth, that's always the best way to go. So over on the homepage, you'll find the links to both bills. I'll be fair about this. A3558 S1292. Read them for yourself. See if you can see a problem, or if you could see a bigger problem of why these aren't being brought up for a vote. I think you'll find that second option is more the question you're going to have, is why are these not being voted on, brought forth, presented, and part of the solution for the high rate of anti-Semitism we see here in New Jersey. Learn more about the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey, jfnnj.org. He is their CEO, Jason Shamans. Jason, thank you for your devotion, dedication to truth and to effective actions for results. Thanks for being here today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and thank you again.